speak in tongues. The greatest men on this earth now, they are the people that speak in tongues the most. Even that's your pastor. The man he learned from, Kenneth Hagin, they asked him, "What is your secret?" He said, "Speaking in tongues." Huh? If I ask you now, the six greatest things that is the most important secret that you have learned on this your journey, I will tell you: number one, speaking in tongues. Number two, what? Speaking in tongues. Number three, what? Speaking in tongues. Number four, what? Speaking in tongues. Number five, what? Number six, more tongues. Aikabai, bambo, stikabai, ateyakaba, bande kota kata kaba kata kibo. After some season, I found that there are depths in prayer. There are depths in prayer. That's not where I'm going. You need to know there are depths in prayer. When you are praying in tongues, I'm praying. We are not operating from the same depth. You are just scratching the surface. That's why you finish now. You still don't. Some things still stay there. You know the notice. Say after me. Hallelujah. This is one of the, if you have not learned anything, basics of executing your assignment upon the face of the earth, you need to learn this. Let me tell you, in case you say, "I don't need it, I don't want, I'm not the one." I was talking to a guy, me and a guy was chatting, you know. The guy said he's not a pastor. I said, that's the mentality of an Arab. That's the problem of Moses. The children of Israel said, "We don't want to follow you. You go and do it." But what is the desire of God? That every member of this nation will be a priest. It's a priestly nation. And once you give yourself to priesthood, very soon, you will notice that there will be a plane that the governmental dimension of your priesthood begin to affect. Just check it. There is a way you pray, you notice that your family members will start seeking your opinion, but they don't seek your opinion before. That means they have noticed that prayer has moved you to a point where, at least, if nothing has happened in your life has become correct. They used to know you now, but suddenly your life has. They might not say, Adana, Ada is the one, but so when he hooked them here, you know, here, when he hooked them here, they will ask you. Because they have seen priesthood has started working in your life to the point that he has brought government through your life. And I've seen that certain things they are subject to, because it is in their own family context, generational, that you are broken out of it. Maybe not all, but a few. So that is the problem. People don't know that every believer is a priest by nature. Whether you execute your priesthood is another thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every believer is a priest. Whether you function is another thing. Every believer is a king. Whether you function is another thing. So we are called into it. It's a generic call. In fact, it is when you give yourself to priesthood that it is in priesthood you isolate your specific ordination. So if you don't give yourself to priesthood for long, many of the things you think you are doing, that's why God called. Those days they said that the way to know your purpose is, how many of you? Oga, someone find mic for him. We are all these people that are motivational. Precious Okafor. All these motivational speakers and all these people. They said, are you not one? The way to know your purpose is the thing that you like to do the most. Yeah? Your passion. Even if it's to shoot gun. That is gross. I need to tell you that some of the things you think were your passion, were as a result of environmental influence. Some of the things you think were your passion were as a result of the things you suffered in childhood. So you made you say, let me deal with this. This thing that happened to me, I won't want it to happen. That is not your calling yet. Even if it is part of the things you do, you have to extract it from Zion. There is a rock. There is a rock. That rock Job spoke about. He said, when I was a youth, the rock brought butter for me. There is a rock. I don't want to enter one place. But there is a rock. And all living stones must find their bearing from that rock. Huh? That is why anything you build from that place can last. It can last the test of time. Not just about your generation and your time. Generations to come can encounter the stones of the altar that Abraham laid at Peniel. And then another season will start of the agenda of God. Because a man, once in a time, the generations of men, was correct in downloading the plans and purposes of God. It can't stop in your generation. If you are ever correct in downloading what God has ordained for your life and walk in that path, it will never stop with you. You myself, you are not even convinced. What's the name of that your foundation? Someone find mic for her. Let's know. Leave her, she will cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's make progress. I'm sure you will be blessed if you open your heart. And this kind of teaching is not the one you say, I was in the teaching, I've listened to it. No. This is the kind of teaching you go over it over and over. Certain season, it will seem as if some things have started happening in your life. Pick it back again and soak it. Are you with me? While we are praying, I saw three people in the spirit. And the mantle of the church will come upon them. Strong. Strong. If they become faithful in that grace, very soon, territories will identify them as princes of God. Princes of God. These are men that have power with God. And on that basis, they have power with their generation. They have power with a territory. Huh? You know, there is a way you become strong in the spirit. Satan will stop fighting you. Did you notice Americans, sometimes they display their weapon. Sometimes they come and test it. They are not using it, but they need to tell you what they have. Is it not true? So in case you decide one day to come and fight, sometimes you need to do a show of force. So that Satan will really know what you have. So sometimes we are calm. But inside this my heart now, do you know what is happening? There is a volcano burning. Tiny bakai, rento, tas, fenetai, kupa, rantaka, aikupa, rata, akira, ba. So when you leave this place after this teaching, those people that have encountered, because the reason why we are teaching is such that you encounter something along the line. Beyond the knowledge and the impartation of wisdom, you can encounter the spirit. Eh? And then you function. When you come back, they will know your son is back. Your son is back. How many of you saw the people that bullied you in secondary school? You saw them 6 years later. Do you go to boarding school? You missed. Do you go to boarding school? You saw the people that bullied you many years later. You wonder, you look at them like some of them will, if you see the way they will be greeting you. because they have not realized that you have grown up. Some of the time you are even bigger than them. As they speak, say, how are you? Say after me, how are you? The person will look at you. It's like this. They will look up to you like this. Do you go to morning school? I would have used you for an example. Hallelujah. So we are able to touch a few things. Amen. So we are able to lift nations. And as he said, we said that these princes, they operate in the policy formulating layer of the kingdom of darkness. Are you getting the point? See, for you to operate in the policy formulating layer, you must have been conversant with the court sessions. You know what is policy formulation? For you to formulate policy for Nigeria, you must know what the constitution said. Is it not true? You must know one or two things. So these guys, they are not novices. You see, for example, somebody like Elijah, amongst many, he's a prophet, many things, but he's also a judge. Most times, in our dimension, a prince is a judge. A judge in the context of the kingdom of light is a son that has been educated in the wisdom and judgment of the courtroom session. Simple. There is a wisdom in courtroom session, and there is a judgment. If your father is a king and you are a prince, one of the things that happens is that after some time if they are making decision, you will stay. Is it not true? So that at the beginning you will be observing, then after some time he will send you to judge, because for the fact that you have stayed around court sessions and courtrooms, it has imparted to you a layer of wisdom, and then you understand what judgment is. Are you getting the point? So somebody like Elijah, amongst many things, is a prince and a judge. So when he came and said, I hope you know, some of you think that Elijah just came out and prayed and the heavens were shut. Until you go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter, is it 8 or 18? Where 18, right? Where the scripture said, if you do these things, you will be blessed. But if you do not hearken to the instructions and commandments of the Lord your God, the day you break it, let your heaven be brass. Do you know what it means? It means that when the children of Israel go away from God and start serving other gods, that the legality of the court sessions of heaven have validated a man standing and shutting the heavens. Now, even though that is allowable in the... Are you following me? This is allowable in the constitution and the laws of heaven, according to what Moses was able to download. But of course, it can continue to be something allowable and legal until a judge appears and enforces. Because when a prince, a judge, is conversant with the wisdom and judgment of court session, he will now be invested with the authority to adjudicate on behalf of the throne. What did I say? Because of what he knew, authority will now be invested on him to adjudicate on behalf of the throne. So that's what Elijah did. Elijah prayed to some point that he received the authority. So he came out and said, let the heavens be shut. Why? Because God has already said it in Deuteronomy. When the children of Israel leave, what should happen to them? Let their heaven be brass. But even though that was what was captured in the court sessions and decisions that Moses was able to retain in the commandment, yet nobody has risen in stature and understanding. Nobody is educated in court sessions enough to know that this is what should be done when this thing happens. Are you getting the point now? But Elijah rose up in the spirit and he was able to trace. He attended many court sessions. You know how many times he called down fire? That is to show you that he wasn't trying luck. Elijah doesn't try locking, calling down fire. He knows the technology of bringing down fire. You know, if I send you a program now, you'll be praying, God help me move in this meeting, let your power be shown. You'll be praying now, many prayer, but me, I won't pray that your prayer. Do you know what? I already know the technology of fire. You think I'm joking? I can call down fire here. The real fire is not kerosene fire. It's not matches. If it's bulldozer, you say it's matches. It's not the one that burns in. That one we can put it off by a natural means. But there is a fire, a heavenly fire. There is a way to make the fire. Okay, so you have picked one or two things. Then, if that is true, then it means that these spirits have, let me give you, they have the capacity to pioneer beliefs, one, pioneer cultures, two, pioneer traditions, three, pioneer trends. How many of you have heard some people, they say they went to hell and whatever, and then they saw Mami Water, and then Mami Water said that when you put hair, it's coming from Mami Water. When you add something, it's coming from Mami and all those things. When you put earring and all that. Now, should I tell you something? There is an element of truth in that. It's just that those people don't know how to communicate spiritual things. Let me tell you what it is. Now, when you see people, you notice that a woman will come and wear a skirt like this. What is it? Gown. The thing will move from top and be sweeping the ground. Then you notice that they now open it from here to here. Guess what? You now notice that many people start going for it. And it is selling for 250,000. And people, some are selling for 500. Everybody wants to go for it. If you ask them, they can't explain. Should I tell you? Something like iPhone is a spiritual trend. It's not normal. In case you don't know, it's not normal. When iPhone comes out, people that have the former version will buy the new version. It's a trend. And if it is a trend, no human being have the capacity to pioneer a trend. If a human being pioneered a trend, he did it in partnership with a spirit. And I need to tell you that it's not normal spirit. That's what I'm trying to teach you now. Lower level spirits lack the capacity. That kind of capacity to pioneer a trend can only come from a prince. And I need to tell you, first of all, I told you that they operate in policy formulating layer. That means if you operate in policy formulating layer, that means you know what your God wants to achieve. That is what it means. Just like Abraham was called in, they say, we want to do this at Sodom. Is it not true? So when a man has risen to a point where God is telling him, I want to do this, that means you are a partner. You have been brought into the policy formulating layer. That means you can partake in the execution. Many people can go with you to warfare, but you are the only one that knows what you discuss and what you want to achieve. You don't necessarily have to tell the soldiers what you are doing. Do you know in warfare, you can actually send 400 soldiers to go and die? Part of the plan, part of the strategy to win the war is that 400 soldiers will die. It's not just, it's a strategy. Even in the kingdom of God, it's still a strategy. It is a strategy that the foundational apostles, all of them, is a strategy that many of them died. It's a strategy that they killed over 5 million Christians before the foundation of the church was established. I need you to know that the foundation of the church was established not just on the blood of Jesus, but on the blood of saints. In case you were not there when they killed them, the Bible captured it in the book of Revelation. He said that their blood was crying out for vengeance and said, when will you avenge us? He said, wait, your brothers, there are others that need to be added. You know many people are answering, they say the apostle, God called me apostle, prophet, and should I advise you? Wrong. Some people don't know the secret idea behind the fact that it be like God is raising apostolic people and prophetic. It's not for you to go and preach. The church will end the way it started. The way the church started is the way it's going to end. Don't worry. Let all of us be much. The people that will die is much. I'm not saying die, go to you, sleep, and then after 70 years you die. And then, no. They will kill you. Some of you, they will cut off your neck. I know you won't listen to my message. I have to tell you the truth and prepare your heart. Jesus prepared the heart of his disciples. He said, they will give up many of you to the cancer to be killed. Told them. He said, you have to persevere to the end. He did. There are some things you enter into for the name of Jesus. He won't come and save you. I need to tell you. You have to pass through it so that a witness will remain. It is part of the kingdom warfare strategy that certain people will die. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, sometimes many people don't know. If you have not matured enough in God, God will not tell you. Because if he tell you that, imagine me before, if God told me many of the things I'm passing through now, oh boy, my guy, I no go enter. Check it, many of you, where you are now, you're already in the middle, you can't go. If they told you, Doris, if they told you, you won't even try it. You just stay from far and be admiring the thing and be praising God. After then, he's prayed with us for some months. Like 6 months, he came and asked me, Papa, does it mean it takes too long for us to enter into it? I don't want to tell him that is a lifetime. He just signed out his life. But if I told him that, because every day he in the afternoon he will go to that place and be like, say, oh God, prolong the journey of this young man. That, as he's praying it, I was saying amen. Let me tell you. Some of those times you are holding your hand there, do you know what you are saying? In your own mind, you know what you are saying. Some of you being tired. And you are saying, God, send me to the war front. I want to die. Check yourself now. The way you are holding the pillar like this, you are like somebody that wants to die. Is it not true? That's what the Bible said. He said, your understanding is unfruitful. He said, but how be it in the spirit? What do? You communicate mysteries. I want to die, oh God, in the next 3 years. That's a... Sometimes you are praying, you are saying, oh God, this prayer, I devote my life. Make me a praying machine. If I like it, I must pray. If I'm sick, if anything, take away food, give me prayer. Take away comfort. Take away UK travel, give me prayer. The person I'm talking to knows. If you think I'm talking to you, then I'm talking to you. So after some time, a man now appeared to me like this and said, I asked him, my man, Alpha, how about UK? He said, oh, but God knows they. God knows. But the first time I met him, we are sitting here. And the man was telling me how he went into depression just because UK did not work. Everything was terrible. But after some season, I saw him holding a pillar like this. Take away UK. Because UK has entered deep into your soul. It will take a lot of groaning to remove it. It's a God. It's a God, my friend. Normal prayer, normal small fasting as you are praying. You know the that kind of fasting that you are fasting, you are cruising. Shalamat. Shalamate leve, shalamate, 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 shalamate,
Shila mama mama. Ayaga mama mama sa sa mama. By 11 in the morning, you have everything you need to break is already there. You turn the banana like this. Check it. I hope this one has not spoiled. Shama mama mama. Dia kamu, milk. Dia kamu milk is ready. There is a way your tongues will change, Harry. It will improve. I mean, Shama manahata shanam. No, that's not the one. Sometimes that kind of prayer, God will remove. You'll be praying it or checking your time. There is a way you will now pray, your watch will now fall to the ground. How many of you, that kind of thing has happened to you? You enter some kind of meeting or prayer and you pray to some, and then for no reason your watch falls. It might not mean that all the time, but God is telling you, remove eye from time. Remove your eye from time. It's not about time, it's about substance. We can't use time to measure this one now. I just answered somebody's prayer. If you are the one, say amen. It can't be that many people. I know Neka was checking time. And then her watch broke. Whether it's physical or spiritual, I don't care. So, so spirits are the ones that pioneer trends. For example, you notice people pray much in the body of Christ. No human being can lay claim to that kind of thing. A spirit, what do we call the move of God? The move of God is simply that the Holy Spirit began to pioneer something new, or rather recover something that has been lost. When he begins to recover it, then it will become a move. No human being. So, I need you to know that some hairstyles came from water. It's true, believe it or not. Now, I'm not trying to support what those people are saying, but there is a way something will move. You will just know that no human being has that capacity. You remember when a musician, do you know, I went to Opera News, and somebody put my name on Opera News. I didn't know I had become that big. Last year, when we were doing during lockdown, you know, there are many people shut down. We are one of the few that we are on. So a lot of people were following us. So they took what I thought and put it in Opera News, and they said Apostle, son of Apostle Aromi, said this one, that a young man, I don't want to call the young man's name, because it was because I called his name that they now put my name there. They said, do you know that thing? Very big guy, that guy that told people not to use belt. And then there is a type of hair they plait. Even ladies started sagging. Only a spirit can pioneer that kind of trend. Do you notice what is raining now is to dye hair? I'm not saying dyeing hair is bad though. I'm not saying follow. I'm talking about spirit dimensions. Be intelligent. I'm going to show you one of the keys, one of the ways to solve this matter when we get there is intelligence gathering. That is the fundamental thing, but we are going to get there when we get to the solution. So you can't just be a novice. You have to be intelligent to know how to gather information. Americans, they have spies everywhere. Their fundamental job is to what? Gather intelligence. Anybody that has intelligence has the edge. It's not force first, it's intelligence first. So everybody is dyeing their hair gold, yellow, black, and you have not asked questions. You might carry Bible, die your own, they move, say it doesn't matter, it doesn't. You are a fool, oh. You are a very big fool. So if Satan projects something, it will even affect you too. It's not about whether it's bad to put there or no. The problem is who started it, who pioneered it. So Satan started something and it also affected me even as a believer. Are you seeing where I'm going? It's not a matter of sin. It's just that even me, I'm still a tool in the Satan's hand. Just as he said, that even Satan can borrow men from Zion and use them. So if they say 1 million people are dying their hair, 1 million people came to Davido's program, concert, even a believer will be there. On Sunday, we'll go and speak in tongues. He say it doesn't matter. You are a very big fool. You are the enemy of the kingdom. You are the people we should run away from. You are false brethren. You are more dangerous than the real unbeliever there, because the real unbeliever will be preaching to the person. Are you getting the point? But you are already speaking in tongues with us. That's the problem. We don't know how to manage this, your issue now. Are you seeing it? If you are outside, you say, you are outside whenever you come in. But you are speaking in tongues. You have even... God has even used you to do one or two things, but you are a mixed multitude. The greatest challenge of the church that left Egypt is the mixed multitude. It is the mixed multitude that made Aaron to produce the calf. They loved Egypt so much. They thought we are going for sightseeing. You know the reason why the mixed multitude joined? They thought, oh boy, we are going for sightseeing, you know. Only for them to know, now wilderness we do. I didn't sign up for this one. Oh. Say a person born again, say you know, go stretch body. Say after me, body no be firewood. I know hear you. Say body no be firewood. True, true, body no be firewood. Your own body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. not firewood. Not firewood. You are not seeing the wolves now. They are doing everything to bring down God's standard. The scripture said, the standard of God stand there sure. You know they change. Just because we are in 2021 doesn't change anything. Let them that name the name of the Lord do what? Satan cannot start something and I will be part of the people promoting it. Whether knowingly or not. Ignorance is even worse, as he said. It's even better I know I'm Satan's partner, because if you know you are, he'll be giving you share. Is it not true? When it's time for dividend, he'll give you dividend. But you are no partner. You are not collecting anything for what you are doing. So like all those people, David and all those, you know them. They are collecting dividends. I heard he has up to 5 baby mamas. I believe that's the official one. You don't know the other one. Okay, he's collecting dividends. So when he receives, somebody will go and die, he said. And then I heard that there is a new slang he brought out. What's that new slang? Huh? He choke. You too will use the choke. Where did they manufacture it from? You can even use it on code Bible. You know what I notice now? See this Bible, where is your Bible? Bring your Bible. This Bible have suffered. This Bible have suffered. I wasn't intending to do that, but true, this Bible has suffered. Some people will come to Instagram or some of the building, some lady. when they are two, they will now say, they will now quote one scripture. No, they will quote very serious spiritual scripture. The Holy Spirit lives in me. What is important is who lives in me. Should I tell you who you are? You are an agent of darkness. You are an agent of darkness. Let's say the truth. Say the truth. Stand up. Have you not seen such thing? When you saw it, what came to your mind? Did you remember to do 6 days dry? Did he put burden for prayer in your heart? Did he put burden for fasting? Just say this. Somebody find mic for him. What did he do to you? What just be between me and you now? What did he make you? At least some layers shifted. Some layers shifted. You can even start remembering some things and some people you forgot. No be so. Let me tell you, even you adding that scripture, know that the people looking, some people did not see that scripture. They don't know. They didn't see that scripture. What they saw is, oh ye young man, when you see it, this is what you are going to do. First thing, once you see it by mistake, this is what, are you hearing me? Once you see it, what you do? Shout fire. Say after me, shout fire. Somebody shout fire. You are taking life too easy. This is how you don't know Satan. Some of you are waiting for one demon to appear and say, "Hey, I'm here." Those people on your WhatsApp and Instagram, they are the demons that you are seeing. They are the agents of darkness you are seeing. If I say something else, it will seem as if, but let me leave it. Okay. So the number one way that territorial princes exert their work, number one is resistance. Say after me, resistance. So if it is resistance, then the instrumentality of resistance is force, brute force. So I said that the number one way, method, and we need to understand it, is resistance. And the instrument of resistance is what? Force. Say after me, force. Brute force. Brute force. Brute force. Brute force. There are some teachings many of you are not mature to hear, but I need you to know that many fallen angels operate in this dimension. They actually operate with brute force. But in spiritual intelligence, force is not first of all paramount. What is paramount is wisdom, is intelligence, which is why Satan is the Lord. Satan is the shaman. Because in the context of wisdom and intelligence, he is the one that is exposed to the most light. So on that basis, he knows what they don't know. So when some of them are just expending brute force, Satan has strategy to his expansion. He has plan, he has strategy, he has information. Are you getting the point? But naturally, when a demon sees you, the first thing that comes to his mind is to use brute force. Are you getting the point? Actually, this is the first thing you will encounter when you meet territorial princes. They will try to use what? Brute force. Say after me, brute force. And what they are trying to do is to bring resistance. To bring resistance. Now, this is, I think everybody should know this. Once or twice in your life, you have experienced resistance in an attempt to do, at least even if you didn't know the one that has been happening before, in an attempt to do what God told you. you experience resistance. Is it not true? These are territorial princes, either through things or through persons. They will exert force. Sometimes they don't go through persons, they come literally. They come literally. There is a young man we know. I will give you two examples on this matter. Number one is the one that me and my mother did the deliverance. A young evangelist in our church that time. A young evangelist went to, the young evangelist went to her village, and then in her village, one of the most terrible deities in this town is being housed in the forest in her village. It's not far from here. If you follow this, you see this road now. Don't go like this. Just follow it straight. You will meet her village. You don't need to go like this. You will see jungle, you will join another one. If you pass that jump, be going, you go, you meet our village. Then when you enter the last junction, there's a forest like this. The man of God went there, and he was fasting within the vicinity of the deity. On the third day, the deity just slapped him small. Sorry, just slapped him small. He came back, and that day we are having night vigil in the church. So mighty sisters, women of God, men of God, they were in church and they were preparing. Suddenly the young man rose and began to command people. The other woman of God, woman evangelist, now told her, what are you doing now? What? The young man said, I will slap you out. As he rose like this and he was coming, the woman evangelist ran. You see, let me tell you. You know, all of us can be assuming we are all mates. And it's even worse amongst the ladies. You know, we are all another. Until something heavy happened. When something heavy happened, you know who. That's when we know who is who. The woman evangelist ran. And do you know what she was shouting? Mom, yo! And she was looking for my mother. But after that, beyond that scenario, she used to rub shoulder. But during the scenario, it's mom, yo, and the young man was coming with force. So that's part of the story. When Nan came into the church and we are now praying, one pastor was at the back, one side. You know, like the deliverance is happening here. Watch out. The deliverance is happening here. The pastor is down there and he was throwing his prayer like this. He was throwing his prayer. The woman evangelist escaped. Everybody gave space. It was only me and my mother that have the courage. And of course, that courage is not human courage. It's as a result of the things, some things that has happened in the spirit. That was the time I held the young man on the leg and he was growing cold. That was the first time I experienced the spirit of death at work. As I was touching him, he was growing cold, and I was feeling cold not in my palms but in my heart. The target of that brute beast was to do what? To kill. So when you encounter such principalities, they will try to kill you, and there are many reasons why it works. Amen. Let's see Daniel chapter 10. Daniel, we'll read two scriptures. Daniel chapter 10 verse 11. Daniel 10:11. If you are there, say amen. Then said he unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Now, did you notice that this is not the first time that Gabriel is coming? Gabriel has come many times, but at this time that Gabriel was coming, the same Daniel could not stand his presence. Why? You know, Gabriel has been coming, and when he comes, him and Daniel will speak, Daniel can converse with him. But at this range now, he came and Daniel could not stand his presence, the same person. Why? Who can answer me? Dennis, answer.
Okay, you once told us that some of the times when angels come fresh from the presence of God, that people cannot withstand
that. That's one reason, but that's not the reason in this context. Who has answer? Come and give him. Come and give. Fine.
Okay, I think it's because this time around he was coming from war. He was equipped for war, so the dimension.
He was coming from where?
He was coming from the war of the princes. So the aura which he was coming from was not the usual just giving message that.
Let's clap for him. You see, how many of you have noticed that? Let me use myself. That I don't operate at the same range all the time. That there is a time that it can. If I get to that point in prayer, you can't stand me. How many of you noticed it in the last 24 hours? There's a time we got into warfare, and then my garment came. Nobody could stand. That is what was happening to Gabriel. He just came fresh from battling with the prince. And because of that, he's still coming with, you know, when you are coming from warfare, the anointing, the glory, the weapons, everything was, he was just coming fresh from it. He has not removed his garment. He has not come down. So as he was coming from, that way he was the way he was when him and that prince was battling. So when he appeared to Daniel that way, the strength that Daniel had was taken from him. Huh? Say the truth. Has it not happened to you when I come before you sometimes? He said many times. If the thing comes and I pray to that point, if I come before you, the strength in you will go. The strength you have, that's what happened to Daniel. Can you understand this? So there is a way that this, because Gabriel is also a prince, there is a way that this prince shine forth from inside, and the glory of their making will begin to affect the people and the things that is surrounding them. So there is a way you can shine, you can come. There is a way you can pray in the night, pray and do serious warfare and business. When you come in the morning, people will just know you are not normal. I remember the story my mother told me many years ago. She would have even forgotten. She finished night vigil throughout the night, did and everything. She went to market to go and buy yam. Now touched somebody in the bus, somebody along the way she went to buy yam, and the person shouted fire. Why? She was not trying to, you know me, I can come and impartation and say, receive the fire. No, he's not received it. He's an ambient. You are not intending to give or do anything. It's just that you're coming fresh from somewhere. So the aura of the business you did in the night is still on you, and you carried it to the market. So you mistakenly touched somebody, say, fire! Are you seeing it? That's what happened. So, shake my hand. Shake. Are you seeing it? The reason why he can still shake my hand like this now is because
He's smiling. You know, I can come in the next 5 minutes. You can't shake this my hand now. What is the difference? I have entered the place where I have put to work the things that we are molded into my frame for the sake of the ministry and calling that I was called into. That's what happened to Gabriel. Gabriel is doing the business he was called into. And you know, you are coming from work. I know you don't like tie. But this tie is on you now. Why? You are coming from work. Are you seeing it? So somebody can see and say, wow, dog is on tie, is on everything. But you are normal you. You dress like an engineer. Are you seeing it? So sometimes you can see those angels in their normal mood and they can stay with you, gist with you. One day you will see them in their real mood. Amen. So let's continue. For unto thee am I now sent, and when he hath spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words we are heard, and I am come for thy words. Verse 13. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia, what? This word withstand is resistance, resisted me. Withstood me 121 days. You know, 120 days. You know, some people say that if you are born again, that is because, I will not lie to you, those days I used to teach it. That's why sometimes go and read the Bible on your own. Some of the things you were taught before were junk. If you read Bible, you find that it's not anywhere in the Bible. Many things you have been quoting, many things. Like in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. It's not in the Bible. It's not in your Bible. What the Bible says, shall. There is a probability. There is a relativity, not probability. There is a relativity to it. Are you getting the point? So the things that bow to you is relative to many conditions. Conditions that is not too different from the one that gave you the name met, which can be captured. The summary of those conditions is obedience. The one that gave you the name met conditions of obedience. So your capacity to execute on behalf of the name is also dependent, is relative to you yielding to the demands that name will put on you. Some of the time the name will put the demand of fasting for 6 hours, praying for 2 hours. So before I used to teach that the reason why this thing happened is because Daniel was not born again, or rather that Jesus has not come. That since Jesus came and people were redeemed, that we are now seated with Christ far above glory. My brother, that is half truth. You have, see, let's tell our, there are many half truths in the body of Christ. And just because people like to play it safe, they like to stay in the place where their laziness is being stroked by weak doctrines. Their indiscipline is being massaged by weak doctrines. So they choose to stay with some doctrines, even though their experience in life and in Christ is contradictory. Is it not true? You have stepped out there and you shouted Jesus, nothing happened. Is it not true? Even 10 times. Something should tell you that there is something wrong with what they taught you. I mean, some of it might be correct, because at certain time Jesus walked. Is it not true? At other time he didn't walk. So you need to be taught. Are you getting the point? Don't just assume that it's because you need to be taught. What indeed is the working formula? What will I add? What is the concussion? If you go to the Old Testament, the anointing has a concussion. The only shall have to be there. The gaban will have to be there. Eh? There is a concussion that makes the anointing oil. It's not only one thing that makes the anointing. So there is a concussion. So I used to say it until later I found out that, you see, you know what I said? I said in the new creation that Satan can't stop your prayers. And it is true. There is only one thing that was not, that didn't stop him. I went to read my Bible. Well, let's read the Bible. Satan was able to stop everything. Only one thing didn't stop. And it's only that thing that didn't stop that even made him to win at the end. What is that thing that didn't stop? How many of you? We used to preach it that Satan, the Satan stopped Daniel, stopped his prayer because he was in the old, that in the New Testament, Satan can, both in the old and the new, Satan can't stop prayers. The only thing he can do, or what he did here, was that he stopped the answer. And you need to know, when you pray, most times the instrumentality of answers is angels, the angelic ministry. Are you getting the point? These are the intelligence you need to have. Are you with me? You need to know God's feedback mechanism. You need to know God's reward mechanism. You need to know God's answer mechanism. If you pray for something, what are the possible ways that God will bring the answer back? What are the possible ways that God will bring the feedback? What are the possible ways that He will bring reward? If you are not intelligent, if you are not conversant with all these ways, God can even answer your prayer. You don't know that He has answered it. Do you know you can? Let me give you an example. How many of you have prayed that God should help you to be humble, to be... Raise your hand. What now happened? Before I used to pray it, and I was expecting to wake up in the morning. Watch. I was expecting to wake up in the morning and start doing like this. Anything you tell me, I'll be doing everything everybody said. I woke up in the morning. And somebody that I was better than said, look at you. Come on. We are talking about people. We are talking about this one. I said, I thought I asked for humility yesterday. See, because when you pray for that kind of humility, God will orchestrate an environment that will treat you. You need water treatment. You need to treat your heart. It's a bad one. You know, you will not believe your heart is bad until that kind of thing begin to happen. You now say, can I do this? Has it not happened to you? Sometimes you feel like the only thing that stops you from slapping the person is your home training. Sometimes home training has saved also. It's not as if in my heart has slapped you 7 times. It has gone wah. But physically it's still like this. And sometimes you use the other hand and be holding it. So that it will not move. Meanwhile, yesterday night, what did you do? In fact, you fasted 7 days, and in your 7 days fast, you say, oh God. I know Victor. When it's true, one guy will come and match him. Do you know who I am? The man of God, general of Naked, the convener of Emmanuel Mandate. Am I the one you are reducing like this? Now, because say we never hold Michael, we feel sure. We know waiting we get. Now, just process now with the past. Your process will be very long because it's your prayer. God wants to answer your prayer. You said, make me humble. He must do it. I'm telling you, God has answered your prayer. But you need to know how God answers prayer. Are you seeing it? So that's the challenge here. So when you pray, you need to know God's feedback mechanism. You can tell God, make me patient. Make me a patient. Oh God, I need to have a patient heart. Oh God. And then they say, you will not be crying. Probably you are listening to my message and the thing struck you, you are crying. When you finish, you know what will happen? God will bring to you or around you somebody that is unbearable. Somebody unbearable. Nothing you are doing is working. If you please the person, trouble. If you don't please the person, trouble. Or everything you are doing, nothing is working. Say after me, God, have answered my prayer. Sister Choma, she doesn't want to agree, but God has answered her. You are not aware. I said, Sabo is answer to the prayer you prayed. Everybody in Sabo, you prayed a prayer, you desire something. And God told you, Elijah, I've heard you. He was even in a mighty encounter. You saw seven angels, and one of them was holding lantern. How does he explain that his angel? And I saw a bug, one move on and off. And then I say he's an angel and all that. And when you are through, they say, we have heard you. Say after me, we have heard you. Sabo is calling. Sabo. And when you arrive the first time, you say, I'm here. Since God said, let me learn under this man of God. Let me come and learn. And for 3 weeks, I have not even greeted you. Every day you wake up, I want to see you, sir. I want to see you. I will see you. Well done. I will see you. Your patience is stretched. I've seen many people I told that they didn't know me and God is in partnership. Why am I revealing my secrets? Let me stop. Me and God, we are partners in this business. So sometimes when it happens, God will tell me, watch this guy, you will see. Here we go. Me, I want to see the person, but just watch. And the person has decided that no matter what happens, in 1 week he will see me. I'll now stretch it to 1 month. After 2 weeks, the person will say, I have a call, my mother called me, let me go and do it and come back. I say, do you have transport fare? Come and collect transport fare. I know Satan. That's what we call in my village. That is what we call it. Isiaboku. If you want to see a cool, if you think a cool pan, thinker. If you Isiaboku, you don't know. Have you worn face cap before? It's because your head can enter it. What it means, Isiaboku, to beat you, Isiaboku, is to beat you so much that your head can enter cap. This one will do like this. Your head can't enter cap. That's what Satan will do to you when you live like a tornado. So watch. I think I will stop here. Tomorrow we'll continue. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 121 days. So this is what happened. The prince was withstanding what he can withstand. Are you getting the point? And what he can withstand in this context is what, or rather who? Huh? The angel bringing the answers. But there is another thing he couldn't withstand. The prayer ascending. And it was because the prayer is still ascending. Because the angel, Gabriel coming, was not coming on his own accord. Is it not true? Somebody was sending him. He is coming. God sent him to bring answer for Daniel. So God has sent him. After sending Gabriel, he suddenly noticed that Daniel is still praying as if nothing has happened. Is it not true? So Michael was now sent, as we are going to read. Look at it. He said, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Verse 14. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. I don't want to go too deep into this thing. What are we contending for here? Money, job. What are we contending for? So what is in contention? I have taught it 2 times before.
I think it's intelligence.
Intelligence, correct. So what is in contention is intelligence. There is, see, Daniel prayed, and what he was, if you read the first verse, did you read the first verse? Let's read verse 11. Why not show us verse 11? And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved,
understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For unto thee I am now sent. And when he has spoken, is this where we started? Go to 13. Go to 14. Okay, he said, I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thee. So, the scroll containing the destiny of the children of Israel for the next foreseeable future. Huh? Do you know how many of you knew what prompted Daniel to engage this? Have you read the scripture? The scripture said that I, Daniel, understood by the books. So he already understood by the books what should happen. Or rather, he read books and saw what should happen. Like some of us have read books and revival. I read a book. I read and I heard that after the Azusa Street revival from 1906 to 1909, that when the revival was closing around 1909 to 1912, that a prophet stood in the midst in the revival and prophesied and said, 100 years from now, a revival that is greater than any other revival we have seen is going to hit the earth. Are you seeing it? So when people like us read it, I read it many years ago on Vet Mountain. It seems as if that's when this revival thing boiled like ghosts in my heart. I knew that we are a generation that is a victim of prophecy. Are you getting it? That's what happened to Daniel. He just read by the books and found out that the 70 years has been accomplished in exile, and the time that God has ordained for the children of Israel to leave exile and come back to the land of promise is now. Yet nothing is happening. Are you seeing it? So he needed to know. So he set himself to pray. So the strategy that will bring national deliverance is what Daniel was trying to download. If Daniel succeeds in downloading that strategy and intelligence, then that means the children of Israel will be liberated. So you see, his intelligence, that is uncommon intelligence, encoded in this intelligence is the deliverance of a whole nation. So sometimes when people come and pray, oh God, show me what is wrong, what is happening, you notice that it's taking 6 months, the answer is not coming. What you don't know is that when God ever answers that prayer, how many of you are asking God to use me, even praying for anointing, praying for something to happen, and it's taking longer than normal? There is something. Satan knew, and even God knows that if you break into that thing, it's not about you. It's about a full generation that will receive their liberty on the account of the dealings and the things you have touched in the spirit. So Satan knew that what Daniel is asking for is not. If Daniel is asking, help me to increase, let them promote me in Babylon, it will not take time. I hope you know. Oh God, give me car, it will not take time. Give me job, it will not take time. Give me husband, it will not take time. Except that giving you husband will mean that a generation will be liberated. Maybe you, are you getting the point? Maybe there is something, a principality is working in your family, making sure people married after 30. So your marriage is not just a marriage, it's a sign in the spirit that a cycle, a vicious cycle has been broken. So that from your time onwards, nobody will fall victim to that. So you now notice that it's taking more time than it should have taken. Why? God is using your vessel as a man that understands priesthood to break a barrier that nobody has broken. So it's beyond you having a husband, it's beyond Daniel just getting answer. A strategy that will liberate a whole nation, a whole family will be free forever if you ever enter into the place where the intelligence it takes for you to enter into your liberation is domiciled. Is it not true? So what do you think Satan will do? 21 days Daniel stood and he was crying. It's not as if God has not released the answer, for Gabriel came and said, the very first day you prayed, we released the answer. The very first day you said, oh God, I need to marry now, your husband was released. But before he manifested, he took 3 years, 2 years. It was because something needed to be broken. And then you stood like a Deborah. Between Bethel and Ramah.
A generation will be loose from the pangs of a principality because you entered into the manifestation of the prophecy of God that is hanging over your life. Are you seeing it? It's not about you. Sometimes God wants to use you. It's not about you. Some things need to happen. It's not about you. That circle will forever be forgotten in your family. Because if Satan is defeated once, he will be defeated again. So he doesn't want himself. He doesn't want men to know that he's defeated. That is why when Jesus was rising from the dead, the whole host of hell appeared. And they made sure that he couldn't rise. Because if one man can rise, then a generation will rise. I think you need to pray. Even though it has not happened before in my family, it has not happened before in my territory, I will stand and God will make me a trailblazer. He will make me a pathfinder. Everything that has resisted men in your family, the hour has come. You are not praying. You are not serious. What has stopped men? What has resisted men? Hey, I see God distributing keys. You will now know the keys are in your hand now. What? I see angels like Gabriel. They are here like Gabriel. They are here. Bring that lady for me. Amara, bring that lady for me. Gabriel said, I am here to bring you wisdom and strategy. Whereby a nation will be served. Whereby a territory will be served. The keys are here. Bring that lady for me. The keys are here. Like fire. It's on you. The keys are here. Just like in all blood, by the angel Gabriel, he is here to hand men keys. Families will be liberated. Territories will be liberated. Yes. Take your key now. And Gabriel said unto Daniel, I am come. The angels of the Lord are here. The angels of strategy. The angels of wisdom. Somebody take your key. The keys of freedom. The keys of deliverance. Somebody help that young man. Help that young man. Make sure you are praying. Collect your keys. When you collect it, you will not just use it for yourself. You will for your sister. You will use it for your brother. You will use it for your mother. You will use it for your extended family. Yes, yes. Something is happening here now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Angels of the living God, hand over the keys. Hand over the keys. Hand over the keys. Help that young lady. Help the young lady. Sae, 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 sae. Oh my God! Oh my God! I got the barrier. Santo Kamamata. Hope, take the keys. Your family need help. Hope, take the keys. Take the keys. Angels, move on. You are not praying yet. When you pray, something heavy will come. Bring that lady for me. You don't know what is happening now. Questions of 50 years are answered. Challenges of decades are answered. Of months, of years, they are answered by the wisdom of God. Help that lady on green. The hand of God is on her. Daddy, make sure you are praying. There is somebody here. God is giving you the keys, but you are not holding it yet. Your hand needs to grab it. Your hand needs to grab it. Help her, help her. Help her, help her. Somebody help that lady in the middle. Take your keys. Take your keys. There is a young man. God is giving you a key now. A young man. You have asked God, what is he waiting for? Take it now, by fire! By fire! Angels of the living God, bring it forward, bring it forward. Gabriel said, I am God. Gabriel said, I am God. I am God. begin to have victory. You will begin to have the upper hand from today. Somebody pick that lady for me. Pick her up. Just raise her up. Raise her up. Raise her up. God, my God, my God, my God. help me and identify the person, Holy Ghost. By your sword. By your sword. Let deliverance be wrought. In the name of Jesus. 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 At the count of seven. One. Yes. Two. Three. Four. Five. Raise your hand there. Raise your hand. The hand of God will touch you now. Touch you. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Touch him. Angels. Angels of deliverance. Sword. Stretch forth. Sword. My God. Even as you are being set free by the ministry of this sword, God is giving you a sword now. As I'm being set free, you are giving a sword. Watch it at the count of three. No, no, it's very strong. If you go back this night, I know many of us have been praying, but in case you have not been doing your vigils, make sure you give at least 2 hours. 2 hours of consolidation. Consolidation. The hand of God is on these three ladies in the middle now. The hand of, watch, you will see what will happen there now. Watch, you will see. Watch, you will see. At the count of three, watch. Watch, 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 watch. The angels will touch them. Watch. 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 You will touch them. You will touch them. You will touch them. You will touch them. The three of them, not one person. The three of them. Not two. The three of them. Watch. You will see. Watch. You will see. Come sharper at the count of three. One, two, three. Touch, 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 touch. The sword of the living God is in this place. The sword of Jehovah, the sword of Jehovah. The Son of Jehovah, the Son of Jehovah. Hey, 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 hey.